This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Ali, you want to tell me something about LaughPass?
Yes, man. LaughPass is $159 annually, but discounted to $139 with the podcast coupon code.
Code ITC. LaughPass members receive access to unlimited stand-up New York shows if you reserve spots in advance. VIP seating at each show. A free ticket for a friend to each show. A free drink upon arrival to each show.
A bottle of wine on your birthday week to drink during the show, but cannot leave the premises, though.
Don't you leave the premises. Direct alerts when big-name comics, such as myself, and other celebrities drop in. LaughPass is expanding to comedy clubs across the country, so be sure to check out www.getlaughpass.com and sign up to receive alerts for when LaughPass reaches your area.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. Is that what we doing? Yeah. Fuck it.
It's done.
It is done. It's here. We here. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Oh, man. Good to be here.
For sure, for sure.
Good to have y'all listening.
For sure, for sure.
You know, back again. Just got off of had a nice quick taste test of some flaming hot dill pickle Lays that were inspired by hip hop music.
That's what the bag said. I wonder where they get that from.
Though. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you hip hoppers like dill pickles?
Old flaming hot
Cheetos?
Who knows?
Collabo?
That shit was focus grouped specific. Anyway.
And this whatnot, this is a Lay's Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Remix.
A remix, okay, all right.
That's what it says, Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Flavored Remix.
I wasn't mad at it, it was
inspired
pretty
inspired by hip-hop music.
It was pretty good, I could taste the hi-hat. I could taste the sample.
Ain't no 808s in it, though.
No 808, ain't for no 808 in that?
Boom. A lot of mids.
A lot of mids.
Mids and hot.
Okay, a little Manny Fresh.
Little Timberland.
Okay. Oh, a little Timberland.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, I can dig it. That technology.
Yeah, but I did read an article this weekend about this this cheese that was a scientist has, you know, took a certain formula of cheese and put it together and then put each one in its own little chamber with 24 hours of different kinds of music. So one will be 24 hours of rock through this whole thing. And, you know, all the way down the line, then they had hip-hop, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And hip-hop came out to be most flavorful.
Hilarious.
And this particular hip-hop that they used for this particular cheese was Tribe Called Quest. So, you know, I guess they took Golden Age hip-hop and,
right.
And you know what I'm saying? But they're going to test different kinds of hip-hops with the cheese. And because they're trying to say, you know, what basically is proven that is that sound also matters in the process of not the growth process. What is it?
Cultivation.
Your cultivation of
really?
The food. You know what I'm saying? Just like people say you talk to your plants, you know what
right.
I'm saying, and they grow better.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like when people say your mind, like the types of things that you take into your mind makes your mind shape differently.
Mm-hmm.
So in this taste, they're saying that the sound matters.
Look at that.
And the good old hip hop.
24 hours.
Brought out the flavor through the whole process. I don't know how long it took for the cheese to be ready. But for 24 hours a day, they had a loop of one song of a different genre for each of the cheeses.
That's kind of cool. I'm surprised they ain't play UMC's Blue Cheese. That would have been hard. That would have been right there for.
Yeah, but then when they put out the press release, no one UMC.
They would have had to, that would have helped the
streams. They didn't want to take no chances. They wanted to be like, okay, let's take some golden era shit, proven good shit.
What record was it? They told you
they said, didn't say which record it was. Right.
Shout out to Tribe Called Quest.
Flavor
in the cheese.
You're on point, Tip, all the time.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Fife.
Shout out to Fife, dog.
Shout out to Fife. Rest in peace to Bob Slade, New York radio legend. He passed away this weekend. I think he had kidney disease. He was dope. I just wanted to shout him out because he was one of the members of Open Line. And if you know, I feel like I've said it on the mic, but if not, Open Line is one of those radio shows that I think inspired in the conversation. It's like one of my favorite radio shows where it's just three cats. It was Bob Slade, James Utume, I think Brother Pickett. And they would just sit there, talk about community shit, talk about what was going on, have people in there. And I mean, it would be positive and,
What was the name of the show?
It's called Open Line. I want to say it still goes on. Yeah, Open Line. I want to say it was always 98.7 Kiss. But yeah, shout out to Bob Slade.
Word up.
Oh, man. So where you find this cheese?
It was on, how I be, scrolling across your Facebook, them random-ass news articles that come across.
A lot of random shit.
But, I clicked on it. It was clickbait. I clicked on it. And I thought it was interesting because we talk about it a lot, in my little peer group about different little studies and quantum fucking physics and shit like that. It was a study before that was talking about, the water and and the music, sound waves with water.
Uh-huh.
And the water that people talked to that was saying good things came out with beautiful shaped crystals when it turned to ice. And then they had water that people talked to negatively, and the shit looked crazy when it turned to ice. The crystals of it looked crazy. So sound was like, I saw that earlier last year. So to see that, it affected the cheese wasn't surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting what sound does that we don't know. You know what I mean? What's happening in the air through the sound waves that we have no idea. We just running out 1-2 and this other shit going on.
Yeah. I can see sound's effect. I can definitely see it. Especially here in New York. That shit is, everything is going on at the same time. Then you go away, you realize how much bullshit you hear just that you have to actively kind of mute out. You know what I mean? Or you just deal with it. I'm sure if they froze us, our ice cubes might look a little erratic.
I mean, or with all this, you know,
soulful
ice cube. Might look soulful as fuck. Might look cool.
Hey.
I was at a panel in Miami last week.
Uh-huh.
And it was a panel on women in hip hop and poetry. So it was a good panel, has, it's good conversation. Then you always have that one, audience member who has the question that's all the way to the left.
Right.
And this particular lady got up and was saying how, sound frequency was one thing that was more of a healing frequency. And they've changed the frequency for music to another frequency that's more disruptive. And she was saying that they're controlling our minds with the sound frequencies and shit. And of course, it was all off topic, and it was, conspiracy theorist. And, the panel people were kind of like, okay, they didn't know what to do with it. So they kind of brushed over it. Then, she was that audience member that got kind of irate with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, you just don't want to pay attention to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You don't hear me.
You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. But, I did kind of go back and hit the Google on the shit. You know what I mean? And it's true. They did change the bass level sound frequency from one thing to the next. And I don't know what that means, but,
What did they give a reason why they did it, or you just?
I didn't get that far into the research. I just wanted to make sure that what she was saying had some validity,
some merit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't want to count her all the way off as, you know what I'm saying, a kook.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people come off as kooks and they really have some real shit to say. They just don't know how to kind of articulate it, you know, in a way that
right.
that fits into the conversation.
Right. Or they could come off as a kook, or you could see that they say some shit that you don't even want to contend with. You know, like with somebody, you know how somebody just kill the whole vibe with the real shit?
Right.
And they say, you know, because I saw some shit about the AirPods. They uh-huh. said the AirPods give you cancer. You know what I mean? That's been one of my fears in the first place. So I'm like, you know, nobody want to hear that at the AirPod party. You
Has
know
there
what I mean?
Been a confirmed case of an AirPod cancer?
I don't, again.
This look seems to be a little soon to be
it is
developing
soon.
Cancer
it
from
is,
the AirPod.
It is soon. So I'm labeling, I looked at it, I only seen this one one study, so that study reeks of a bit of hate. So I don't want to all the way co-sign it, but what I'm saying is sometimes shit gets a little thick. Like another random factoid, how you came across the Soulful Funky Cheese. I was scrolling through my timeline today. I see that Krispy Kreme,
right.
Keurig, and a few other companies are owned by Nazis.
No, well, it was owned by a German family that has something to do with Nazis back in the day. But
they
again,
Nazi'd out. They
exactly.
Got, yeah,
but
they
if that means all the fucking companies
right.
had to do with Nazi slaves, all kind of shit. All these fucking companies we dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, but you know.
But yes,
it's something to see when you see it on the timeline.
Yeah, when you see it
like,
on the timeline, and they tried to get the Krispy Kreme reparations of $11 million in donations.
I saw that. Now, how you feel about just $11 million?
Just $11 million? Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't think it's enough, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying. They jumping in front of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They like, okay, hey, let's get in front of it.
Let's cut this check.
And they, depending on, I don't know who they cut the checks to, maybe they cut the checks to the people that's going to keep it. Like, hey, y'all, they gave money, you know what I'm saying? Let's, you know what I'm saying?
The that, be cool police.
It was, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they always be, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, at least they ain't do the, well, that was before our time. You know right. what I'm saying? Why would we have to pay for the sins of our fathers? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because they could hit you with that.
They could.
You know what I'm saying? That's the usual go-to.
Yeah, they cut the check.
They cut the check immediately. They did the Russell Simmons on there. Well, Russell Simmons didn't cut the check, but he punished himself before he could get punished.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So before once it came out, they was like, hey, let us break bread. You know what I'm saying? Let's get ahead of this shit. $11 million to some billionaires from generations ago ain't shit. That's like $11.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From us.
We'll see what happens with that. But that's interesting because I just had a Krispy Kreme donut the other day.
I mean, I grew up on the Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you know,
the hot donut is an institution.
Yeah,
so, you know, you don't get it. Where did you get a Krispy Kreme in New York?
It wasn't the same thing.
Where'd
you know
get
who
it?
I got it at. Where? I got it at Penn Station. It's the only place in New York.
Oh, no. That's not real.
It's real for New York City. It's about as real as it's going to be.
They got one in Jersey, right across the bridge. Jersey City of Hope. One of them Hoboken's. One of them joints.
With the hot light and all of that?
Yeah, they got the full-on joint where they baking them up.
Well,
scratch.
It's
right over the bridge. You know,
I got to wait till this whole shit.
You know, what your car?
No, just old Nazi shit. I gotta let it. You know, I gotta be an ally.
No doubt.
I gotta go to. You know,
I thought it was rectified though.
I don't know. I gotta see what they say.
Okay. You gotta see. You gotta see. Get back.
Yeah, I gotta see what's going on. I see how the negotiations where they tap out at.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back on any of these companies that have been around, is all these blood diamonds and fucking. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit.
No, I was just pointing at the Lays. They probably. Got some shit going on.
Lays, yeah, of course. They farms were manned by fucking slaves. What are you talking about?
Is that what you heard?
No, that's what I said.
Is that what you heard?
I didn't hear shit. I mean, if they've been around long enough, yes. Them potatoes was grown by some slaves.
Allegedly, bro. Let's not get this podcast.
Jim Beam or whatever. What was that?
They just had the whole thing with the slaves. So they found their whole. They found the
slaves. Exactly.
Slave.
So, but they ain't giving no donation.
No, they supposedly gave the slave his own cognac.
Him. They gave the slave. Yeah. They didn't give the community of slaves that worked on the shit.
Hey, look, man.
I'm just saying.
I don't even know how I got into this conversation.
You in the conversation,
there
fool.
There it is. Hey, cut as many checks as you need to.
I'm just saying, like, what's that, Uncle Nearest? Is that Jim? No, it's not Jim Beam. That's the other. Is it? No, it's the other one. It's the Jimmy Walker. What's the other one?
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
I thought it was Jim Beam.
No, I don't think it's Jim Beam.
Okay, maybe it's Johnny Walker, and Uncle Nearest is the slave.
It's a black guy.
Supposedly,
he came up with the formula.
He wasn't just a regular black man.
He was a black man.
Right, but he was a slave back then.
To them, he was a slave, but he was a black man.
All right, but we got
to America.
I ain't
got to contextualize. Nah, because
that's how they get you. They'll uncontext your shit and make it sound like you wasn't a slave back when you was a slave. They'll make it sound like you was a volunteer. I've seen some of the recontextualizations.
I get where you're going with it. Yeah. That wasn't where I was going. I'm not going
to. I know you wanted to give him his dignity.
Yeah, I'm going to give him his props. Right. His man. No he wasn't no one. What was it? Three fifths of what was it?
Yeah, he was He was a slave doing the work of a full man getting paid probably, what, three fifths? You know what I'm saying? So something happened. Struck a deal.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway.
How y'all doing out there?
They say cool. They still here. Yo. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I want to take a second to acknowledge all the people who, you know what I'm saying, hit me up in DMs and on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and to, you know, give me condolences about my mother and stuff. So I really appreciate it because, you know, they was coming out the blue. Like, I wasn't expecting that. You don't expect, you know what I'm saying, some you know, heartfelt shit in your DMs, you know what I mean? So I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of listeners that always check in, but then it was listeners that, you know what I'm saying, I had never seen before. So that was cool. I appreciate that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's good that there's love out there. What you laughing about?
I'm laughing at nothing, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, it is, man. Oh, shit. Did you see Us?
I did.
We went to the
9:15 a.m.
This today?
No, on Saturday. On what was that, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday.
That's the only thing available, or is that the only time?
No, it was, a lot of them were sold out, but you know what I'm saying? My wife bought the ticket, so she was like, these 9:15s is available.
Wow.
I had never heard of a fucking 9:15 morning.
That is responsible.
That damn Alamo Draft House, boy, they be on their motherfucking P's and Q's. Hey,
if it's a time slot, there's a movie.
They like, shit, we gonna get it.
Did they hit you with the little preamble beforehand? Like you said, they
Yeah, man, they had the good, you know what I'm saying, content on horror movies.
Right.
And they had the short films on doppelganger horror movies. And, you know, I didn't really know that was a fucking genre because, you know, I'm not really a horror movie buff. So I didn't know the doppelganger horror film was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I didn't even know that was what Us was going to be about.
Right.
But being in there, they setting you up. I was like, oh, this is dope. And they give you a little history on that type of horror film,
right?
So that you kind of inform. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
how long was it, like a half an hour? Or
you know,
something
it's like I came in maybe 20 minutes before the film. So like, you know what I'm saying? Probably like 30 minutes before the film, they running all kinds of different kinds of content.
So they basically kind of make. Damn near like a little document, a mini doc.
Yeah, they got like,
for the film.
And it's like, it's not just one, it's like three or four little docs before the film comes on. And they always do that. Like when Black Panther, they had like the black, you know what I'm saying, films in Africa.
But is it interchangeable or was this mainly just for the Us programming?
It could interchange for horror films,
okay.
But it was specific to the type of horror film that Us was, which makes me believe that it was specific to Us.
And they create that. I wonder if the studios pay them a little bit, or do they just take it amongst themselves?
I think that's part of their whole little fucking vibe. Like, that shit is dope. That's why I fuck with them. I fuck with that.
It
make you want to get there early. You know what I'm saying?
How much earlier can you get there?
I mean, you'll see the signs, so you might just stroll in at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, you I want to get there early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it make you, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel bad about dropping, you know, a few dollars on a little whatever.
Recliner chair?
On the food and shit. Because, okay. You know what I'm saying? They done made me feel like they care about their programming.
A little edutainment.
Yeah, they ain't running you in and running you out.
Right.
Hurry up and buy ass shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I fuck with the Draft House, man. I don't know who do they programming, but they be on point with that shit.
What you think of us?
Us was on point, man. Like I said, I don't think it was as much of a horror film as like a gore, like a scary movie. It wasn't a scary movie, but I guess it was in the horror drama, and more so than fucking Get Out. Get Out, I don't think was a horror drama at all. They just kind of slid that shit in. Mm. But I thought it was dope. I don't know what to say about it without spoiling it for the motherfuckers who ain't go see it yet, but. I thought it was pretty good. But it started slow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once it got into it, once it got to the point, I was like, oh, I see what they did there.
Mm.
I like that. What you think?
I feel like we could spoil it a little bit.
I mean, go ahead and spoil it. I'm following your lead.
You know, shit, we're going to have a conversation. I feel like I got to see it again. Mm-hmm. I liked the cinematography of it. You know what I mean? I like the performances. I thought Lupita killed it.
She killed it.
You know, I thought everybody pretty much across the board did their thing. Right. You know, when I left, the question was like, "What the fuck was that?" You know, it was one of those moments. You know, what was that we just saw? Okay, that was different. Initially, I was like, well, that shit ain't no Get Out. That's what I said. But then that's the first thing I said.
You didn't like it as much as Get Out.
It was different. I don't feel like, again, I like, this is the thing. I think this is what I had to ask myself. I said, did I go up in there with higher expectations than I would for any other film based on the fact that Get Out was so ill? That I was like, oh, Jordan Peele about to do it again. You know what I mean? This is back to back. Here we go. So I was kind of looking for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I like the fact that it's ambiguous to where you kind of put together whatever your own breakdown of what this represented. Is this representing America, like in the way of, you know, political polarization? Is it talking about classism? Is it talking, you know?
It's talking about all of
it's
that.
It's talking, you know, but it's talking about all of that. And what made me kind of be like, I got to see it again, where I was like, one, I thought the shit opened up immediate. Like, the pacing was interesting. It opened up immediately. We went straight to it. Boom. They come through. You know what I mean? This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on. This mm-hmm. is y'all tied to these people. Bop, 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 bop. We about to fight. Da, 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 da.
But it wasn't immediate.
It was within the first act. I was in. This is the thing.
The tethered motherfuckers didn't show up until... It was some time before, because they did a whole bunch of
30 minutes.
They did a whole bunch of slow shit getting to the house, and you had to, you know what I'm saying, go show up as a kid going to the fun house. You know what I'm saying? It was a whole bunch of little random shit before they got to the motherfuckers at the door.
All right, if you say so. I don't think so. I felt like it was pretty early in it. I thought it was cool though, because I was like, again. I'm like, yo, your man Jordan Peele, he genius level. You know what I mean? I'm throwing all this shit off. I'm like, okay, this is something different.
I think it's still held up to that.
Something different.
I don't think it was as clear cut as Get Out was.
It wasn't.
Because you had to kind of look at yourself in the mirror on different parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because the leads were black. You know what I'm saying? They were black in a way that, you know what I'm saying, wasn't, you know, stereotypical. You know what I'm saying? You had your boy from Howard, you know what I'm saying, coming through as the black dad, black fathers, you know what I'm saying, driving the station wagon, you know what I'm saying? So they had their little summer house. You know, you had to kind of pay attention to what was going on. It wasn't very clear as to what was happening yet.
That kind of fucked me up a little bit too. That was one of my critiques about the tone was a little uneven.
What?
Based on like, are you saying your black dad? I felt like, homie, Winston.
Yeah.
He was dope, but his role kind of felt like, this is a horror movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he was giving me like Clark Griswold in the movie. So it was like, it'd be some shit that's like some heightened shit going on, and then he'll do some oddball, goofy shit.
But you used to, like, and when you watch horror movies, the motherfuckers always do some odd, goofy-ass shit, except for it don't normally be the black guy. It'd be like, why? Man, black people don't do that kind of shit.
No. It's different. I think it's different, and that's not a black thing. It's not, I think it's goofy. I don't think it's a, I think in the horror film, people might do some stupid shit where they're like, nigga, what you run back in there for? What you do that for?
Right.
But not like some goofy joke type shit where it's like, what the fuck is that about? You know what I mean? But that's me.
Right. But see, at first, I jumped to that because I'm the father.
Right.
And then my wife used to have this thing when we first met. She had these dreams and shit. And every time she have a bad dream, in the fucking dream, I be doing some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the nigga, I'm the one in the horror movie that falls
the
down.
Burden.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
fucking it up.
I'm fucking it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing shit to help.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I saw it on the screen, it was a reflection of that shit.
Yeah.
And so at first, I was taken aback. Like, how you gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? But as the movie went on and as the character played out, you know what I'm saying? I let that go.
Uh-huh.
I let that go, and I let him be the character that he was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then in the end, you know, he ain't get killed. I thought he was going to be first out the door, like, you know what I'm saying, the black man in the horror movie.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying, none of the black people got killed in the movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All the people that got killed was, I mean, besides the tethered ones, was the regular people was all white.
Right.
Which was subtle, but it wasn't as dramatic as in when you watch a regular horror film and you see the black people get killed first.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Run out there, he dead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In this movie, it was subtle how they showed the white people get killed, besides that one, their friends.
Uh-huh.
But when they went out in the daytime and you looked out, you know what I'm saying? They looked in all the cars and all the people laid in the street, they were all white.
Mm. I would say I'd have to watch it again just to pick up. There's a lot of little things. I seen Questlove say something about, you know, the moment in the car where he's trying
She was off beat?
Yeah. It was like, oh, now, okay, we see what that is. I felt like that last part, just like the beginning, started off a little fast.
Right.
I felt like that super plot twist,
it
was like last minute, like, oh, hey, yo, hey. Plot twist.
I liked that.
Take it easy.
I liked that it was last minute. But see, that did piss me off when she was off beat because
I was bugged out. I'm like, am I fucking up?
Right.
I was because like, that don't seem on beat at all.
As a music supervisor, right?
When
you watch, when I was a music supervisor, I would watch, you know, shows and movies, and the shits don't never be on beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music and the people never on beat.
Right.
Like, they always clapping to the wrong shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who fucking put that together? Who edited that shit? Like, why would they do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, when I did mine, I used to try to make sure that the music editor made the motherfucking shit on beat.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I saw that, I thought it was a classic case of Hollywood giving you the offbeat ass fucking shit in the movie.
Right.
Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking take your time and put that shit on the beat.
Yeah.
At least try.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's complicated because a lot of times when they record it, which is not the case in this movie.
Right.
When they record it, you don't know what song is actually going to end up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they record it at a certain pace and everybody clap along to that pace. And then when they put the music to it, it might not be the same pace.
Right.
But you could fucking try to find the same pace song. You know what I'm saying? You could, you know the BPM. They set the BPM on the fucking machine that got everybody clapping.
So, but in that moment where you saw, okay, this
I thought it was Hollywood shit. I thought it was like.
So you didn't even catch it now in retrospect, you're like, oh, wow, okay.
At the end of the movie, I was like, oh. But in the moment, I was like, oh, this is some old Hollywood shit. They can't even get on the beat to five on it.
Right.
And I know they already knew it was going to be five on it beforehand because they mentioned it in the script.
Mm.
So it wasn't like it was a song that they wasn't going to use.
Mm-hmm.
They used the song that they wanted to use.
Yeah.
And they still had it off beat. I was pissed until the end.
Yeah.
Well, overall, I like, again, I said, I like the cinematography. I like the cinematography. I like the acting. I gotta see it again.
What you didn't like about the movie?
Like I told you, I felt like the tone was a little uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Thought the payoff was kind of.
It wasn't no payoff,
right?
Because you was rooting for the wrong motherfucker.
I wasn't rooting for anybody. I wasn't rooting, but then I guess
you didn't want them to survive.
I was watching the movie, honestly. I guess I wanted them to buy. I guess I was invested in the wrong thing. I guess I was invested in the wrong motherfuckers, because that's how they was presented.
Or the wrong person,
yeah,
really.
Or the wrong person. You know, it was cool. It was cool again. Like what I feel like, this is why I feel like I need to see it again, because I think honestly, my own expectations made me feel like I was ready for my mind to be blown, right? I came through, like, I, you know, when I seen the first little preview with the I Got Five on it, I was like, oh, shit. After that, I stepped back from everything.
Right.
I don't want to know nothing. I want to go in here clear. I'm trying to dodge spoilers, trying to dodge reviews. I'm going to their clear mind. I went to the Dolby situation. Mm-hmm. I was a little tight. Like you said, you happy about your Alamo draft house. Because you feel like, you know, the curation matches the ticket.
Right.
The Dolby is interesting. They put you in the Dolby. First of all, they done made a whole Dolby thing, a little wing. They had a rope and stanchion outside the shit. You had to line up like it was the club before you got in there. So now niggas is looking at like they at the at a sneaker joint. Nah, so the Dolby got you lined up outside. We finally go in. And then this is the joint we supposed to get your recline on. Mm-hmm. They had the balcony, the fly balcony recline. I was excited about that shit, but then my recline shit didn't work.
So your specific seat.
My shit didn't go all over. It went to like, but it wasn't. It couldn't give you my proper kickback. You know what I mean? I had I had this shit, so my shit had ED. So anyway. I might have fucked up a little bit of my viewing experience. I gotta watch it again. I think that Jordan Peele's still ill. I think there's so many iconic little shots. The shots was bananas.
I think there's a lot that I probably missed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think upon further inspection, once you dig into all the little shit that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that the man did some over the top thinking and putting it together. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just your regular old, like some movies you go in, you see it, and it ain't what you expected, and you're like, okay. But this one, there's still more to dig into even after you've seen it once.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the thought.
Right.
I appreciate being able to have to dig in and kind of rethink and think more about what that means, that, you know, she is the one that was underground,
right,
but that was the real person. Like, you know what I'm saying? She had to spend her life underground. Now she coming to get her revenge and still didn't get it.
And then what does that mean for the people? Like, what does that mean if you were to apply that to your life, right? So if you up, does that mean somebody is down? And there's, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
because I will say that. I seen it from the beginning. I wasn't mad at you see how anxious Lupita was. You understand, like her status was in shaking. She about to go back to where she pulled the switcheroo off. You know what I mean? She living all right. What the fuck? She could go back to the underworld. And I see that about you get a little something. Last thing you want to do is fall off.
Lose it. You know what I'm saying? Know? So you doing everything you can not to fall off. And, you know what I'm saying, in the same vein, you know, her husband is doing everything he can to try to keep up, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got to get a boat. They got a boat. I had to get a boat, you know?
I saw that, too. A lot of, aspiration.
Yeah, there's a lot of aspiration on all ends. You know what I'm saying? The people that's under aspired to be up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's you know what I'm saying? All that play together, and it don't happen in its own vacuum. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's right or wrong. It's that it does happen. Uh-huh. It's not that you up, somebody got to be down. Mm-hmm. But
why
you up, there is going to be a whole bunch of people mm-hmm. down. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It's going to be more people down than the ones that's up.
Right.
So that is, you know what I'm saying, a real thing in life.
And up is perception.
Up is perception. Just you know what I'm saying? Yes. And like when I talk about the up, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I like to talk about the up. You
right.
know what I mean? You know, that's, you know, y'all have given that upon me. You know what I'm saying? But when it's up, it's not necessarily the things or what you got. It's how you feel about that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's how you feel about where you at, the discovery and the, oh shit, damn, I'm in a new place. Damn, this shit is crazy. You know what I mean? It's what you're getting out of it that makes it feel up. Because, you know, you could be places that's up as fuck and feel like, man, this is some old bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so for me, the upness part is how you feel about it. I know motherfuckers that was in the projects that was way more up than, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers who lived in the houses mm-hmm. just because how they felt about life. You know what I mean? They wasn't just that they were happy to be in the projects or whatever, they was just happy about life and they celebrated that shit. And every birthday was celebrated and right. every fucking holiday was celebrated. Every baby was celebrated. Every moment. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Every Friday night, everybody gonna eat because, right. you know what I'm saying, Big Mama cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Grateful.
And when you come across people like that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a beneficiary of people like that. You know what I'm saying? You might look at the way I was coming up, and it might have been like, oh, for most of my family, they might look at it like, oh, yeah, they up. But, you know what I'm saying, that shit costs money. It's just more of a struggle. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's work more hours to try to keep that shit up. You know what I mean? And then that shit ain't really up because you're struggling.
Wow.
And then it's people that come from the projects that might look at you and can see that shit, and even when you don't know, they can see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, you hungry? In your mind, you're like, hell yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But you thinking, well, how the fuck you know I'm hungry?
Right.
Because they know.
I know what hunger looks like.
You know what I'm saying? They know your hungry ass.
Look in your eyes.
Bring your hungry ass in here and eat. You know what I'm saying? And then it's more gracious, and it's like, you know what I mean, they spread love and with the little bit that they got.
Right. Because it's that gesture, it's a good look.
Because they used to taking care of the community, they used to being the community being close and mm-hmm. around and that they could see it.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like when you move to them suburbs and shit, it ain't as close and your neighbors ain't as close. And the people, you don't have that many people around you all the time like that that be understanding what you're going through.
Right.
You know?
Or they make less of an effort.
I mean, it's not even, I wouldn't even put it on less of an effort. It's just the space and the amount of people, and that's together like that. You know what I'm saying? It's when you around, when you got 200 people that live on the same little situation, same block, as opposed to it might be 40 people on your block in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying?
But
it might be 30 kids on that block in the projects, and it might be 4
right
on my block.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little different.
It's a little different as far as numbers go, but also if you withdrawn, you withdrawn. Like you could live in a busy ass building and you could be that motherfucker that don't speak to nobody in the building.
Right.
That's
no
what
doubt.
You famous for.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get in this crowded ass elevator saying nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? Or you could be somebody that's engaged, you know your neighbors, you know your you know, the male person, blah, blah, blah. You invested in the ecosystem,
right.
wherever you go. But I do see your point of
right.
if people are on top of each other, it's probably going to be more likelihood of engagement because it's just, we right here.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard to ignore a motherfucker that's like right in front of your face.
And it's funny because Dame Dash posted some shit today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, the picture was of like L.A. traffic. It looked like L.A. traffic. And then he was like, you know what I'm saying, we've bought into this idea that, you know, we go get these jobs, we go get in that traffic
right.
to pay for, you know what I'm saying, the clothes and the house that we live in. You know what I'm saying? And we spend more time in that traffic and at these jobs while we leave the house that we paying for, that we working to pay for, empty, vacant, you know what I'm saying, for most of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a crazy-ass concept. Like, you know, you're doing all of this to pay for this thing that you don't even fucking engage with,
right,
but for a small amount of time.
Based on the fear that you're going to lose that shit.
Exactly.
Because it's really about what it represents. You know what I'm saying? A lot of right. this shit, especially nowadays, a lot of shit you can show on the gram, people won't really ever touch and engage on it, but it's like, look, this I got, this is it, I did this, I did that.
Right.
I'm out here holding on to that shit. So you say, wow, okay, they got that, whatever, whatever. But you may not ever, they may not ever have people over because they out there
right.
hustling like a motherfucker to keep that shit.
You know what I'm saying? That, yeah. I'm that motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? When I left the job, I realized I hadn't even seen my neighborhood during the week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what went on during the week
right.
in my neighborhood until I was there every day
uh-huh.
and able to kind of go to the coffee shops and meet motherfuckers. And like, oh, shit, this shit is pretty cool. There's a lot going on. But when you working in the city, all you doing is walking right past that shit. You going from your door to the train.
Right.
And you out. You ain't getting back to that bitch tonight. You know what I'm saying? And so when I was there every day, I enjoyed it more. I was like, man, this is crazy. I enjoy my neighbors. I'm like, damn, I got cool neighbors. This is a bunch of fucking cool motherfuckers who live around here.
He's discovering these.
Discovering people and doing shit and collaborating and
smelling
shit.
Smelling the roses.
It was different, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot different than when you just running out your door and running back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the time you get there, it's like, shit, I'm about to eat and sleep. And Saturday comes, shit, I'm going to sleep half of this day. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to go do some shit that was on the fucking calendar to do. That's right. Probably not in this neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah. So Us or Get Out, which one is better?
Two different movies. Mm. And, I mean, you know, Get Out was Get Out. You know what I mean? I won't put them together. Because right now, I would say Us because I just saw it.
Mm.
But I wouldn't put them together. I remember the impact Get Out had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Get Out was more clearly defined as what it was. It was basically race was the clear, defined topic.
Right. But then it was also what was dope about it was how they used the horror tropes to deal with race. I know you said Get Out wasn't a horror movie. And that's true on a certain level, but they use, like we said, like I said a long time, it's like they sampled horror movies and they flipped it. And that shit was so next level, still, in my opinion, how they flipped some horror tropes and applied it to a commentary on race.
Mm-hmm.
It was ill. And obviously, he kind of I did something similar here,
right.
But I guess we knew what to expect because he had already now identified himself as the horror guy, or he's embracing that horror guy. He's bringing back, you know, tales
again,
from
I don't
Twilight
think
Zone.
He embraced the horror thing in the beginning, because when they nominated it for Best Horror, it was like, this wasn't even no fucking horror movie.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like now, in retrospect, we're looking back like, oh, yeah, it was a horror movie, but that shit was a movie. And
did
then
you get Best Horror Movie?
They nominated it for, like, Best Horror. They wasn't, they not, they put it in the horror category.
Nah, I don't think he was in a horror category. Not for the Oscar.
Look it up.
Matt, check out what Jordan Peele won. I think he won an Oscar. I think it was just for screenplay or something like that. I don't think there's a horror.
They said
I know they were calling it, you know.
They called it a horror movie. I mean, it might not have been the nomination, but they labeled it a horror movie. He was like, what the fuck? This shit was a fucking movie.
Nah, he's going on record saying, like, he loves horror. He's into
but
Alfred
I don't
Hitchcock
think Get and Out was made to be a horror movie, though. That's just from what I took from it.
So the Oscars doesn't have a horror category, but
right.
for Golden Globes, it was
comedy, right?
Or? Well, yeah, it was nominated in Best Performance by an Actor in a Musical or Comedy.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it dark comedy or is it horror? It's kind of a weird line.
Hmm.
Right. When they started calling it horror, it was like, I don't think it was labeled as a horror movie in the beginning.
Even if you look at the title, Get Out is so hard. That's like the shit that niggas be yelling at the screen.
Like you said, I think he sampled horror, but I don't think that he made a horror movie. I had to look it up. But yeah.
It did win lesser awards as best horror movie, though.
Right.
Like not Oscars or Golden Globes, right. but lesser awards.
Okay. They're saying, I already see somebody say that Us, there's somebody went on, Us is the best horror film of all time.
Right.
Yeah. You know what else I watched? I've kind of fucked with it. You know what I mean? I was watching, you seen Boomerang on BET?
Nah, I only saw one episode, so I don't really know the gist of it. Yeah. And it wasn't like the first one, it was like the third or fourth.
Okay.
So it was like the one that they did the Let Out.
Right.
And I was kind of like, what the fuck this got to do with motherfucking Boomerang?
Well, this is the thing. I fuck with Boomerang. I like the fact that, first off, let me say, I was a super big Boomerang fan back in the day. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that shit. That's about up as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Graham was getting money, right? So Boomerang, this one is like... It goes off into its own thing, but it's like Boomerang the Next Generation, right? Literally, mm-hmm. in the way that it opens up, they're on a production set, shooting a commercial. The person who's like the senior producer or whatever, the person that's, you know, the director, whoever's directed the commercial, it's kind of like a 90s commercial. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody off to the side, you don't really know what their role is. Could be anything from a PA to a whatever. Younger woman, she was like, shit kind of whack type shit. It's heard, the woman, the director goes and blacks out or the girl that said it was whack.
Mm-hmm.
You always got some shit to say because basically you just got in here because you Marcus Graham's daughter, da 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 da. So you like, okay, you establish.
Right.
This is Marcus Graham's daughter. She's a bit of a wild card. She says what she feels. She benefits from, obviously, you know, the legacy of what Marcus Graham did, right?
Right.
She gets fired. There's another dude that works there with her before she got fired, younger mm-hmm. cat. He got a thing for her. But even before all that, he's worshiping, like, he looks at Marcus Graham as he called it, the Michael Jordan
uh-huh.
of marketing or right. advertising. So, like, he's right. looking up at this motherfucker like, yo, Marcus Graham you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's the done dollar. And then his daughter, and I'm maybe 5 episodes, so I don't know exactly. I'm getting to an episode where I feel like I see exactly how they met,
mm-hmm.
but he got a thing for her, and it only compounds it more that she's Marcus Graham's daughter. But,
so which one is Marcus Graham's daughter?
I think her name is Titana, the brown skin one with the little bob.
Okay.
There's I don't know all the names.
No, I mean,
but there's my man, the cat that I'm talking about. That's the kid. That's the older brother from Everybody Hates Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He's on there. The woman I was talking about, who's like the head of the firm, who I guess was Marcus Graham's partner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might be the Halle Berry character. I don't know, but she's played by the woman that played Valerie on Barry.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one character who's like. Some of these characters are a little weird how they introduce them. They introduce this one character who Marcus Graham's daughter is kind of managing on the side. Mm-hmm. So she's like some type of actress, but she was in a strip club. But she's in a strip club under the black light, and she got written and shit that only is exposed under black light, like hashtag Sandra Bland, hashtag Me Too. So she's like on some activist woke stripper shit. But and then there's another character. Like, and what is interesting is... the other guy, his homies, he got one guy that's like the playboy. He be out there in the streets getting it. Then there's another guy who's a preacher, who's like a young preacher. Oh, that was the episode
The one I saw, it was about him.
And he was doing, I liked that episode because he was doing his little, it was interesting to see a religious character in a TV show that is aimed at, you know, young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In a way where the religious character is not goofy, corny, super churchy. Like, it can get heavy-handed, but there's some dignity to the character. The character's right. got some dimension to it. So much so, like, they show him do it, like, trying to start his own congregation. You can see it's kind of struggling. It's not. Right. It's just him and his homies, really.
Right.
And
the girl from the club.
And the girl from the club, which I guess is how you build your congregation. You got to go where they at. Then I even appreciated his sermon. His right. sermon was up. I was like, okay. But I like the show. I like what they're doing. I like the fact that they kind of...
I heard it was good.
Yeah, they spun off their own thing. It's like... It's Boomerang, but it's not, so it's not blasphemy or no shit like that. It's his right. own original thing. It's got some cool, right. some cool ideas, good writing. It's interesting because I thought about this and with Us. I've been saying a lot recently, like the 90s are the new 70s. You know what I mean? Like in the way that you're seeing all these references to shit that niggas lift. You know what I'm saying? They be like, they just references, like, even in Us, where it was like, yeah, we're going to do all some Home Alone shit. Well, what's Home Alone? Like, ah! You know what I mean? Or, like, watching Boomerang, one of the cats told his other boy, he was like, see, you more of a Trey. See, I'm a Kane. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, they're talking about cats that we grew up with, like, they're icons now, and it's right. icons in the canon of Black culture.
Right.
So it's just
right.
kind of interesting to see, wow, this is the evolution.
Yeah, you know? Man, it is. It's that time.
Yeah, you know but I'd say Boomerang is worth checking out.
No,
yeah.
I'm going to definitely check it out. I just caught it. Like, I didn't catch it in the beginning, so I didn't get the gist of what was going on. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
this got to do with Marcus Graham.
Right. I just ran through it. I just did some on demands. I was looking at it. I'd heard various things, but I was like, let me go check this shit out. And one episode in, if you fuck with it, you'll be fucking with it. And it's.
No, I fuck with it. Yeah. I fuck with the episode that I saw. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's classic Black shit.
Right.
The let out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't talk
right.
about the let out.
That's, right. That's not like, too
that's
often.
That's my type of shit.
Not not in a way that's for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So they did that. They did that. They got another one about homecoming. That's where I'm at now. I haven't gotten to that one yet. But what's
what? I do. I had it backwards on the Jordan Peele shit. You know what I'm saying? He meant it to be a horror, but the Golden Globes called it a comedy.
Right. So, now I remember that.
Yeah, I had it backwards. Dude, I had it backwards. My bad.
Well, there it is, brother. As long as you
know what I'm saying?
Somebody was going to jump in them comments.
No. I mean, I just wanted to make sure I had it right. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's all. You know, I ain't scared to be wrong.
Why not, man? Look, man. I want to hear what y'all think. I want to hear about what y'all felt about Us in the comments. Let us know. Let us know if you ever had any flaming hot pickle lays. Where you at with that?
Oh, that shit was inspired by
that. Speaking of plot twists, Jussie beat the case. Jussie Smollett, all charges dropped.
I beat
record
the case.
Right.
And that ain't the point.
Gay Tupac back.
Yeah, okay.
Pimp strolling on him.
Word.
Did you see the footage? The press conference and shit?
Nah, why would I watch the press conference? I ain't watching it the first
time.
This
shit surprised the shit out of me. Well,
I mean, it's definitely surprising that, you know, he beat the shit, but you know what I'm saying? But who knows why? I don't know why.
I don't know why, but it's just, it's such, though, he beat the case. The Mueller probe turned out the one shit going on. This is an interesting, there's a lot of plot twists. The last act of Us.
Man, you know.
Trump looking like Teflon out here.
So, you know, does he get his job back?
I think he do. I think there was some shit where they posted, yo, see you Wednesday.
That's fucked up.
That's why my thing is.
That's just so crazy.
I would not be surprised if this whole shit is not a motherfucking episode.
A script.
Yeah,
from the producers put together.
I don't think we see the end of this, but this shit is very interesting. How it's all.
Man, this shit crazy.
Shout out to.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't buy too much into none of that shit. You know what I mean? That's why I ain't never talk about it in the beginning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit sound fucked up from the jump.
Right. You did. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, someone right with it. You know what I mean?
He was early too. He was the first one to smell. I smell something fishy.
It didn't add up. You know what I'm saying? It's the coldest. I done been in Chicago when it was 18 below, and it was colder that night. You know what I'm saying? It was the coldest night in fucking decades.
Yeah.
And you out getting Subway. I never know Subway was open at no motherfucking 2 in the morning.
Yeah, man. I'm not surprised Subway opened at 2 in the morning.
You an actor. on a show that's popping, and you ain't motherfucking Uber Eats or motherfucking Postmates or none of that shit at 2 a.m?
Or doing Illuminati's or something a little better than Subway.
You know what I mean? Like Subway sandwich.
Downtown Chicago got a lot of, I'm sure they got way they more want, food options than just, this ain't fucking Lexington, Kentucky.
Exactly. So that was weird. You know what I'm saying? That whole shit was weird. And just the way that it was explained, that he had so much details about the motherfuckers, but no details about the motherfuckers.
Mm.
They had a MAGA hat on. They had ski. Who the fuck? They had bleach and a noose.
All types of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
That shit didn't add up to me. Still don't. But, you know, he beat his case. That's all that matters, huh?
Beat the case. That Trump Mueller.
I didn't even see what happened with that, but you know, I catch up with it. You ain't gotta fill me in. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Oh man. Well, let me just say this.
What else cracking?
I just do want to say about the Mueller shit though. It was a lot. I don't know the whole thing, but I do know that the media was really invested in this one, where this shit, like, I see investment from so many parts of the culture, from not just the media, but from the fashion industry. I see a lot of people like, yo, this Robert Mueller shit, we really need this one, we need a win. And when that number didn't hit.
Come on, man.
It's pretty interesting.
It's hard to take down a sitting president.
Yeah.
They impeached Bill Clinton, but you don't remember he got impeached?
Nah, he kind of, didn't he step off?
No.
He wasn't impeached, but it was all this, he was like impeached, a fade out.
He was impeached on record, but not in actuality.
Right. They let him fade out.
He finished his fucking term, and he's still going his fucking, you know what I'm saying, I was the president tour.
Yeah.
what they thought they was going to get on the man.
Maybe I was more, I guess maybe it was me. I was watching, I've been watching MSNBC all the time. I don't want to say I had my hopes up too much, but it's hard not to. It's like, I'm not the biggest college basketball fan, but I can't avoid these stories about Zion, right?
Man,
like these motherfucking Trump stories, this Mueller investigation stories have been the fucking, they have been on for about three, like months, night after night, every Rachel go off, then Lawrence come on, and Joy come on, and Al want to talk about everybody, then you watch this. So and you figure when this shit drop, nigga, woo-wee, justice.
Everybody went down but him, shit. But he the man, like, you know what I'm saying? If you the motherfucker sitting in the seat that could pull all the triggers, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of motherfuckers don't want that shit to be pointed at them. So yeah, we'll take down everybody else, but we gonna fucking let that shit ride for now.
Matt look like he wanna say something.
I am still a little bit skeptical of the report was not published.
Right.
All that we have was the Attorney General, who is on the record saying he does not believe you can indict a sitting president, and he's a Trump.
Yeah.
Trump through and through.
Right.
So what we have is someone who's, there may be some legalistic truth in what he said, or it could be full truth. We don't know until the report is actually published. So Congress needs that report, is basically what needs to happen.
But let's talk about how shit felt, what y'all like, need to worry, like a bit of a letdown.
What y'all need to worry about is that motherfucking election.
Yeah, get out and vote.
That's what
everyone
the fuck,
go
that's
vote.
What the fuck motherfuckers need to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Because all this other shit is just a distraction.
Man, the whole shit is a sham. Go vote, though. Hey, listen.
That's it. That's all you got. All
right.
Because you can't do nothing about that investigative report.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, there's no real... what else did I want to talk to you about, man?
You see that, you see that surviving Cardi B shit?
Yeah, I saw the hashtag because she was she was drugging cats and robbing them.
Right.
That's what happens if you don't partake.
See, this is what people fucking fail to realize.
Mm-hmm.
All these rappers that y'all love and support.
Yeah.
Already said they've been in the streets.
Yeah.
And I think people have a romantic idea of what the streets is.
Yeah.
Like the streets is, the streets.
It's above board. There's a fucking human resources in the streets.
Yeah, like a human resources and a motherfucking insurance agency for the streets and shit. The streets is the fucking streets.
The wild.
And it's the wild, and shit happens crazy. And, you know, to compare it to R. Kelly is definitely not a one-to-one comparison.
No.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Is because, like, they say she should go to jail for rape, which is not the case because usually the guys are signing up for the sex part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the robbing part. They don't want the robbing part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she's not drugging them to sex them.
Right.
She's drugging them to rob them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what I did when I saw the hashtag, I was like, I wonder how most of these cases play out. You know what I mean?
What you mean?
Like,
what cases?
Chicks who drug and rob cats. Because that's always in the fucking news.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, always some stripper drugging somebody, robbing them.
There's a movie coming out about it. Cardi B's in it.
Maybe this is promo. This is promo.
This might be a nice rollout. These rollouts promo. Be so sophisticated.
You know what I'm saying? These reality rollouts.
Niggas go to jail and court, all of that to satisfy the release.
Reality rollout. But so I searched different ones, and none of them go to jail for any sex crimes.
Right.
They all go to jail for robbery,
right.
Theft, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? This is a bunch of them shits. Those shits happen every week, seems like. So, I mean, I don't know what people thought when she told people she was in the streets and was a stripper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they just used the surviving hashtag because it has some heat on it. You know, sometimes you gotta appropriate.
But no, there's some people really serious about, right. You know what I'm saying, she should go to jail for rape. But the thing about it is most of the cats sign up for the right. sex part. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They don't want the robbery part.
And,
you know, it's a lot different than, you know, what R. Kelly doing.
Yeah, that's totally different. But it's interesting, I guess. Yeah, if you do it, I guess this is, I don't think this is a real story.
No, I'm not saying it's a real story. It's not. It's not a story. I think a lot of the people who are upset, who are claiming, you know, who are trying to bring it down,
right.
They're saying that this should be a story. This should be on the news. Right. Why they not doing this like they doing R. Kelly?
She said, I make money moves. this is a money move. Yo, this is what happened.
I mean, but we celebrate all these motherfuckers talking all this crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Even fucking Migos kick those. I kick those.
Yeah. Now sometimes when you hear that shit a cappella, it sounds fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. They need a bass line.
And much as I like the Migos, I hate a nigga who kick those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like that's you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Terrible.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you hear it in real life, it's going to sound a lot different than when he said it on the record and you bobbing your head. Yeah, I kick the doughs, da 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 da. But when they kick your grandma dough, you know what I'm saying, tie up and looking for a retirement money and shit, you're going to be madder than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You ain't going to want to, you know what I'm saying, hear that shit from a Quavo or whoever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be mad as fuck. Dough-kicking ass motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Damn.
I mean, it's always some problematic shit. Biggie used to say some shit. They'd be like,
all types of shit.
God damn, Biggie.
Yeah.
You gonna beat Lil' Kim with a 4-4? Shit. Yeah. Lil' Kim already little.
Give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant.
You know
damn, baby.
Like, shit. You know what I mean? It's always, but we, you know what I'm saying? I think we romanticize the shit because the beats sound good. But in real life, that should be some fucked up shit, nigga.
Yeah, when you read the transcript, it's definitely more alarming. For the bread and butter, I put niggas in the gutter. Wow.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one of them old generic ones. But, like, when they get real specific and shit, like, that shit get crazy, man. Nigga be saying really some wild shit. But it be some wild shit really going on in real life.
Yeah. Life is wild. Life is going to be wild. There's going to be these moments where we police life as much as we can, but we do all have, you know, those of us that are able-minded, I guess, you know what I mean? They have logic, you know, you have discernment. So hopefully, you know, your intent is to be benevolent and do good, but there are motherfuckers that are going to do some bad shit. There's going to be some bad shit done. There's going to be some, you know, these people are people. People are left to their own devices, and some shit's going to happen that you're not going to fuck with.
Right.
And, you know, obviously you deal with
somebody you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like today on the, you know, they have like a little message board for the neighborhood for Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of gentrifying new neighbors in there, you know, talk about shit that go on in the neighborhood. And I guess, you know, the other day, this guy was caught walking through Bed-Stuy dragging an AR in a suitcase. But the handle of it was sticking out because it was too long for the suitcase. Right. So the police ended up catching him.
Yeah.
So, but now that they caught him, they got the full story because they've been talking about this for a couple of days.
Did that happen a while ago or just recently?
No, this happened recently.
Okay.
So I think Saturday or some shit like that. So anyway, the nigga was at a party and got jumped. And I guess he went and got his pistol, you know, got his AR. He
definitely gets pistol.
Got his AR, you know what I'm saying? But just New York, so he, you know, he ain't had no car. He had to catch public transportation with his AR.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. He can't be on the bus with the AR.
You know, so now he ain't got the correct
back door.
He ain't got the correct bag for it. So he walking down the street with the butt of it hanging out the suitcase.
He know what the fuck he was
hanging out the carry-on and shit. And the police spotted him coming down the block and intervened. And he tried to get it out, but he couldn't get it out, so he just threw the whole suitcase at the police and got himself arrested. But, you know, it was a big deal on the message board, you know what I'm saying?
He was on his way back to where he had just got
He was
robbed.
On the way back to the party to shoot shit up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, as crazy as that sounds, you know what I'm saying? At first, it's like, wow, this is a random dude walking around with a fucking AR. This is fucking
provocation.
This is ridiculous. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you hear the rest of the story, he got jumped. You know what I'm saying? Then he went to go get his weapon. And then it's not that it's...
Nobody trying to hear that shit.
Nobody ain't trying to hear the shit. But as somebody who been in a situation in the party like that...
You got a different type of understanding.
You can understand.
Right.
He just needed a better mode of transportation. His whole thought process was wrong. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just all fucked up. He was in his emotions.
Right.
He was in his feelings, got himself stomped out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He just went about it all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I don't ever really want to go in on a nigga with an AR, but I guess they took it away from him. But it don't seem as though...
They didn't know he had an AR. He had to go home and get it. He might have had to borrow.
I understand that, but my point is, and I'm not, you know, I don't, to your point, I don't think it was the smartest thing to jump on the bus.
No, definitely.
Like, your AR, you got to have a little bit more. You need... At least, if you're going to have an AR, it needs to be a discretion class. Right. It needs to be a travel, like...
And you got to know how to take your shit apart, too, like, if that's what you're going to do.
I got a feeling, who
and
knows?
Why are you going to a house party with an AR? You could have took the 9 or whatever the fuck. You could have took any old shit.
You know
you went back with a bat.
You know, shit. ARs make the news. I hate to say it. That's what it is. America.
He want to think this is America.
That's America.
Don't catch me slipping, though.
Damn.
They caught him slipping.
He got the shit in a Jansport.
But it was, you know what I'm saying, in the previous reports, it was just like, damn, motherfucker walking through the hood with AR. Right. You know what I'm saying? First thing you think is like, a, you know what I'm saying, a white man from
That's
Texas.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking.
Now, what the fuck?
Yeah. But it was a black cat that got jumped. How old was he?
26. Young nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how it is. That's how a lot of cats end up in jail. Just jump, embarrassed, they in their feelings.
Yeah.
Don't know how to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't know how to take the L.
Don't know how to take the L or have no revenge. It's best served cold. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to do that kind of shit.
They gotta make a scene.
They gotta set it off. Oh, you gonna embarrass me? I'ma set it.
Watch.
I'ma set it.
About to bury this whole block. Damn, man.
Good thing they caught him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Good job to the, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Whatever precinct, 81st or 79th, whichever one, you know what I'm saying?
And good thing he didn't get killed. Good thing they just, they got everything off the streets, because typically a nigga just in proximity of a gun with that many bullets.
He couldn't get it out. He couldn't get it out the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't really need no excuse nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. So that shit could have been in your trunk.
He lucky.
Oh, man.
Word up.
That's how we ending on the AR story. What you got? What else is going on? Anything else you want to talk to us about?
I wanted to give a shout out to, the burial of Kojo, the film that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? That Ava DuVernay just picked up. It's coming on Netflix next week, I think, but they're doing some limited screenings right now.
Who's that? Who's Kojo?
The Burial of Kojo is the name of the movie.
Oh, The Burial of Kojo?
The Burial. The Burial? Burial.
Who's Kojo?
This is the character in the movie.
Oh, I thought it was like a real about based on somebody.
I don't know. I don't know this plot line. I just
you
know.
You just wanted to shout it out?
Yeah, I just wanted to shout it out.
I thought you had something more on that. All right. I have no real information on.
I don't know the plot line at all, but I don't really need the plot line to shout out a movie that's made by
Ava DuVernay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Shout out to Ava DuVernay putting out another project.
Word.
Where you going to be at, man, this week? Tell the people.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be in New York City.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be running around doing meetings, trying to get my goddamn second quarter popping.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? you can catch me on the gram, and you can catch me on the Twitters, at Mr. Muhammad on both places.
Mm. All right. Now, you can catch me on the gram and the Twitters, too, D Lemon Comedy, if I'm there. I'll be at Eastfield Comedy Club this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. 8-10 shows on Friday and Saturday, and the 8 o'clock on the Thursday and the Sunday. Come through to that. Also be at Union Hall on Monday, April 1st, on the Phoebe Robinson show. So if you're around, come through. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.